Kettle Hut or Pastor Jim, if you would be interested in helping out with Club Rock. Also, you see there the opportunities for delivering Meals on Wheels. We do still have 2 days open this week. I think Tuesday and Thursday are the dates that are open for that. So if you'd be interested in helping out with that, you can sign up in the foyer. The details for our Sunday School Christmas program are there in the bulletin as well. And you'll see that there is a rehearsal that'll be going on December 11th. And then the program will be on the 18th. Our verse of the year for 2023, if you're interested in submitting a verse to be considered for our 2023 verse of the year, if you would please get that in this coming week so that the elders can look at those when they have their meeting next week. And then as far as today, on the back of the bulletin, it does say there's youth group tonight, but there actually is not youth group tonight. But youth group will resume again next Sunday. There is the Adorned Women's Bible Study tonight, though. That will still be happening tonight at 7. And then you see the other activities for this week and then in the weeks ahead there on the back page. So, do we have any other announcements this morning? Okay. Our call to worship this morning comes from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction.
Let's take our hymnals and turn to number 563. In keeping with Thanksgiving, we're going to count your blessings. 563. Let's stand together and sing. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with the load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, a reward in heaven, not your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Thanks for singing. Let's take a minute, greet each other, tell somebody you're glad to see them.
Well, good morning again, and we thank you for coming and worshiping with us this morning. We pray that you had a blessed Thanksgiving time. Just a reminder as well, on Wednesday evening we had our Thanksgiving service and received an offering for Scott Oleg Miller, and if you didn't make it and still wanted to donate, you can put that in an envelope as the offering plate passes by, and we'll get that collected. A couple of prayer requests that have been given to me. April Hegg slipped on some ice this week and did her ankle quite a bit. Tweaked is not the right word. She's in a boot cast as well as icing every 2 hours and elevating, but has a couple doctor's appointments, but it's potentially wearing that boot for 4 to 6 weeks. So be praying for her, especially as the winter sports season starts with basketball and all the travels and such. Continue to pray for Rocky Oakley's recovery from shoulder surgery, as well as Sandy's mom, Nancy, and through this time. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June. So with the prayer request, one, a praise that Ron's surgery went well that he had this week and bouncing back and recovering well. And then prayer for their grandson, Gabe, as he starts a new job in Kansas. It's just for a couple of months, but be praying for his safety as well as getting adjusted to the new job. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this season of the year, for the opportunities we've had this past week to connect with friends and family, knowing that the blessings, as we have sung, that we count do truly come from you. Even in the midst of hardships, you walk with us, and the blessings we have because your Son, Jesus Christ, came to this earth, and as we celebrate in this starting of Advent, his first coming, we are grateful that his coming did not just end at the manger, but he lived this life and he walked faithfully following your will to seek and to save those who are lost. And we celebrate his death and resurrection, his ascension to your throne. And we understand that in all things we are to give thanks. Father, I lift up our prayer requests. Pray for April and the ankle that has been injured. We pray for complete healing patience through this healing process and comfort through the pain and the adjustment of schedule. We thank you for her service on behalf of our church and her ministry and as the church secretary. We ask that you would just quickly restore her back to full mobility. Father, we also lift up Rocky and his shoulder recovery, that it would he would be patient in this process, that difficult just watching things go by. Just pray for complete healing there. Also, we continue to pray for Sandy Severson's mom, Nancy, and that you would be an ever-present help through this time, that she would truly sense and the family would sense your peace and your presence. Father, we rejoice that Ron's surgery went well and that you would continue to help in his recovery and sustain their health as you've each day. And we pray for their grandson, Gabe, as he heads down to Kansas for safety in his travels, but also the starting of this job. You know, watch over him. We thank you for the protection you give as we travel. And sometimes we take that for granted. We pray for those that are still traveling, coming back to whatever normalcy might be in the next couple of weeks. Father, we also lift up SBA's auction as it is this coming Saturday, and those that will be traveling in for the those that come to bid and the fellowship there. We also pray for the benefit for Scott Oleg Miller and Joe Fanning, and continue to pray for those two men through this time of their cancer treatments, and we ask that you would give them healing. And as that time, through this time, you'd also give them peace. Father, we just pray that you would continue to be an ever-present help as they walk through this time. Father, we thank you that we as a body of believers can lift up those from our community. We also thank you for the ministries you've raised up. As we pray for Club Rock, as it gets back going this week, we pray for the students that you have entrusted to us. Give us wisdom to see how you're working in their lives and to join you there. We pray for our youth group. We thank you for the volunteers that has stepped up to continue that ministry. We pray for each of our students as they face the challenges of high school and junior high, but also especially for our seniors as they start looking at what life will be like after high school. We ask that you would guide, and may they be watching where you're leading them and to take the steps of faith they need to step out as they get ready to launch into life. Father, we lift up our missionaries. We pray for the Weens and their ministry in Russia and being on the other side of the conflict and still lives to minister to, for their immigration status, and we just pray that you would continue to guide the open doors for them, continued ministry at the seminary and in the church that they work with. Father, we pray for our nation, especially for our leaders as we've had the election and as there's a transition of individuals leaving different posts and others stepping in. We pray that you would give wisdom, that they would seek first your kingdom. That is our prayer, that you would bring alongside advisors that know you and point them to the truth and point them to, first and foremost, what Jesus Christ has done for them. Father, we thank you for the gifts that you've given us and the opportunity we have to give back to you. I pray that you would bless the offering we're about to receive from your people, to use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. invite you to stand and worship with us here a little bit this morning. Mike's dead. Okay. Transitioning into Christmas, but I think it's still Thanksgiving season. So we always have a reason to be thankful, and that shouldn't be just around a couple weeks of the year.
Praise with an outstretched arm. I will bless your name. done in my life. You took my darkness and gave me your light. Sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name.
Be seated for this last song. Thank you.
speak what is true. Speak what is
Father, we thank you for your love for us. We do come this morning with grateful hearts, and we just are mindful of the many blessings you give us each day. We thank you for your love for us, for the gift of your Son, Jesus, for the forgiveness of our sins. We thank you for the privilege we have to gather together and worship you. In Jesus' name,